Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features, they're free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. So we're going to continue here, take your calls about whatever you want. Also on the way, we'll talk a little bit about some of the controversy that's been bubbling up here in the state of New Hampshire with some of the activists that have moved here as part of the Free State Project. But I want to just address real quickly what Doug was talking about in the last hour. So if you're just tuning in, we had Doug in Texas call in, and he was talking about his idea for how to fix Washington, D.C.,
And we agree it is definitely broken.
Well, it's broken, but I don't agree that it really can be fixed. I've given up on the whole federal government idea in the first place. I think it's there's too much power there. There's just no way that anything us little folk do out here is going to have any kind of effect on Washington, D.C., because whether you sweep them out of office, which is what he was suggesting, let's just clean sweep them, get rid of everybody, and put in new people. I think that even if you could do something like that, it would do very, very little to actually, it certainly wouldn't turn the direction of Washington, D.C. around. It might slow the growth of government just a little bit while the newbies kind of got acclimated to what was going on. But I didn't want to make it sound like I had no plan, that I didn't have a solution, because I certainly did sound awfully pessimistic about what he was saying, and I am pessimistic about what he was saying. I think if you believe you can replace all 535 of the Congress people up there, I wish you the best of luck. It sounds like a very expensive campaign, and that's money that you're not going to get back. It's money that you could spend on your family. It's money that you could save for your retirement, as opposed to trying to change the status quo there in Washington, D.C. But even if you could wipe out 90% or 100% of the incumbents up there, it still isn't going to change the fundamental problem of the federal government. The federal government itself, its existence, is the problem. The idea that it's okay to wield power and force and aggression over peaceful people, that's what the federal government does. And by switching out all of the elected officials, you're not going to switch out all the bureaucrats. The government programs are still going to be running full steam ahead, and those people that were elected, they're not going to be constitutional people. There are maybe a handful of guys that are running for federal office that might have a grasp on the Constitution. I'm thinking of Ron Paul, maybe the son of Ron Paul, Rand, I believe his name is, and Peter Schiff. Maybe Adam Kokesh, maybe, but I've heard that he's gone off the Liberty train already. I don't know what the details are on that.
That doesn't sound right to me, but okay.
So there's really no significant hope for Washington, D.C. Now, does that mean that I'm not going to do anything? No. That means that I'd much rather focus on things I can actually affect. I can actually affect things that are happening nearby. I can affect things that are happening here in New Hampshire. You might be able to have some effect on things that are going on in your state. I'm not going to completely write off state politics as useless, because I think I've seen some evidence here in New Hampshire, at the very least, that something can happen here. Change can be affected on a state level, and certainly on a local level. There was an election just a few days ago here in Keene, New Hampshire, where a write-in candidate, me, was unable to get on the ballot by one vote.
So one more vote that would have changed that election.
But possibly. I mean, they probably would have still tried to keep me off the ballot, because they're doing everything they could to keep me off the ballot. In fact, the reason why that vote didn't go through, it turns out, was because there was an intimidation campaign that was in effect by the city people, because they did not want my name to go on the ballot when I first went down and registered as Ian Nobody Bernard. The idea was to run as a nobody candidate.
I was there for that, and it seemed like they wanted you on the ballot. They just didn't want you on the ballot as nobody.
They did not want me on the ballot as nobody. You're correct about that. But they also were doing everything they could to stop the people that were the liberty-oriented people from coming and voting on the primary day, because, well, I guess they just didn't want them voting for some reason. Maybe they knew that we were going to try a write-in campaign, because I mentioned it on the blog at freekeen.com. I don't think they wanted me on the ballot, Mark, because they know that even if I was on as my legal name, that I would still be running a campaign as nobody. I would still be publicly announcing that I would not be taking office. So if I were to have been on the ballot and have won, I would not have been taking the position. And so that would what would that mean for their legitimacy? If
I don't think it would mean a darn thing for their legitimacy. We've shown
if nobody wins the election, I don't know. That's a pretty unprecedented
but nobody won't
matter.
Be on the ballot. It'll be
but the candidate who is nobody. You see, if I were to have just registered as my legal name, I still would have campaigned as nobody. So the idea would have been that a vote for me would have been a vote for nobody. And I think that would have been damaging to them. So they were there actively challenging anybody that came to vote that had their voter's registration set up at a UPS store in town. And they were basically saying that's not a legitimate address, and they handed the person a piece of paper called a domicile affidavit where they'd have to swear that they were domiciled at a particular location. And that bureaucratic process was enough to frighten off somebody who just didn't want to deal with that. He just didn't want to sit down and waste the time and spend the time to jump through their paperwork hoops so he could go and fill in a little checkbox on their voting form. And because of that, they were able to prevent that 10th vote from getting in there. So they had a targeted campaign against people that have the UPS store address. Anyway, what I bring that up for is to point out that one vote would have made a difference here in Keene, New Hampshire, and one vote won't make a hill of beans of a difference in Washington, D.C.
No, it won't.
And the people that are running for office in your local area, at the very least, you live near those people. At the very least, you could know possibly who they are. In fact, here in New Hampshire, you can call the so-called representatives' houses, the state representatives. You can actually talk to them. You can actually have a discussion with them instead of having to go through the secretary and the aide and the assistant and not ever being able to speak to these people.
By and large, they don't listen when you do talk to them, but, you know, you can call them up.
I'm not saying it's perfect.
Makes it much more successful.
Right. I'm not saying the system is great, but it's certainly more accessible than the federal government.
Yes.
So that's why I say there is a chance that things could change on a local level.
I would also say it's more accessible than most states.
So what I would focus on, if I were David, or Doug, excuse me, Doug who called in from Texas. If I were Doug, I would focus on changing things locally, though I don't think that you can have any effect in Texas either because it's just so huge. I think that that's one of the reasons why the Free State Project is going to be successful, both politically and outside the system-wise, because we're concentrating people that actually do want to work toward change all in the same geographic area. I think that that makes a big difference. I mean, the population of Texas is tremendous in comparison to the population of New Hampshire. So we can make people that love liberty can make a bigger impact, can have a bigger impact in a smaller place like New Hampshire than they otherwise could in places like Florida or New York or Texas or California or something like that. So I would focus on getting your state government to secede. I mean, you want to talk about what we're talking about with the federal government is pretty impossible. The idea of replacing everybody, I would say secession or declaring independence would be a hell of a lot more politically possible in one state than it would be to clear out the 535 drunken sailors in Washington, D.C.
Well, I'm kind of with you. You said that you wished him luck, and I really do wish him luck in getting
me wrong.
Getting Washington back to the ideas of the Constitution and liberty. I don't believe it either. However, I do think that it seems to be sort of, like a growing stage for people in the ideas of liberty, that they have to jump into politics or whatever and see how it works.
They have to see it fail. They have to see their efforts go down in flames before they'll understand.
To see how just incredibly difficult it is to get anything done in Washington, D.C. I can postulate on what it would take to make Washington, D.C. a place that cared about liberty and personal sovereignty, people's right to keep their money and all those kinds of things. But, you know, my speculation by itself, one of 300 million people here in the United States, is just simply of no value.
The toll-free number for your thoughts at 800-259-9231. So I didn't want to make it seem like I didn't have any ideas or I was just trying to be negative. It's just that I have nothing for the federal government. I don't have any ideas for changing the federal government. I don't believe it's possible. I think the best thing that you can do is ignore them. Do everything you can to avoid paying them. Do not give them money on a voluntary basis in any way, shape, or form. Don't pay taxes. If you can avoid paying them, don't do it. Don't obey them. Don't jump through their hoops. Don't obey their regulations. Refuse to cooperate with them. And do whatever you can to get your state government people to withdraw from the union. I think that's right.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUAAqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
When looking at your personal preparedness level, remember the freeze-dried guy. During times of physical and emotional stress like the uncertain times we live in today, it is vital that you not alter your diet too much. You should only store what you usually eat, because one day you may have to eat only what you have stored. Lucky for you, there's the freeze-dried guy. Featuring the superior nutrition and taste you've come to expect, the freeze-dried guy has a wide variety of choices in freeze-dried foods. All freeze-dried foods are no-cook products, requiring only hot water and a few minutes of your time. The freeze-dried guy has been serving various government agencies as well as the private sector with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. Consider the technological advances made in computers from the punch card days of the 60s and 70s to the high-speed personal computers of today. Comparably, the advances made in food storage from the World War II era till now are equally great. Visit the website at www.freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want by dialing toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Story from IndyStar.com. Oh, by the way, also want to tell you about the Millionaire Patriot. You've heard of him, haven't you? Well, you should have. He's got 5 days of firearms training waiting for you, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Go to frontsight.com for your training and your free gun. That's frontsight.com. IndyStar.com, the clock is ticking for Alicia Hull. She's been looking furiously for a job since she graduated from Ball State University in May with a degree in microbiology. But with the economy sagging and no real prospects in sight, the honors student will soon have to make the first payment on her $55,000 in student loans.
Jeez.
Or she'll have to ask her lenders for a delay. Hull, 23, is one of 1.4 million people who graduated from U.S. colleges in May of this year. More than half of them are being dumped into a bad economy loaded down with debt, a total obligation estimated at $32.5 billion. I guess that's the amount for the 1.4 million young people. It's the largest debt ever recorded for a nation of college graduates, and some, or maybe that's all of them. I think, yeah, that's maybe all of them. And some economists and student advocates say it could hamper not only the buying power of young families struggling to set up households, but also an economy struggling to shake off a recession. Eddie Irons, the project on student debt, said that there are serious effects this will have on the economy when people are paying hundreds of dollars a month, not just 10, but 20 and 30 years after school. They're less likely to buy a house, save for retirement, or start a business.
Absolutely true.
It's a real burden to the economy. And isn't that how the system is set up? I mean, this system that is so heavily promoted when you're in high school, when you're in government high school, at least when I was, it was all, oh, you're going to go to college, right? That's what everybody who's a winner does. Winners go to college. You want to get a good job, don't you? Don't you want to get a good job, get paid a lot of money? You should go to college. And so, of course, kids listen to that, and they figure, well, yeah, I want a good job. I want a lot of money. I want to go to college. So they go to college, and then they take out all these loans. And they, even if it's not a down economy, it's still a pretty poor financial idea, in my opinion, unless you absolutely need college education for the career that you're interested in.
Right. Training is the right thing for certain types of careers. However, there are many careers where you can get on-the-job training and not have to pay anything for it.
No, they pay you in many cases for the training.
Well, absolutely true. When it seems to me that there are a lot of degrees, I would even perhaps go so far as most of the degrees out there are degrees that, it's a business. They sell degrees. Mm-hmm. And they've managed to get the PR hyped up around what it is that they do. And people are of the opinion, I knew this girl who ran a magazine. I talked about her last night, and I talked to her about her degree. Her degree was in something entirely unrelated to running a magazine. And I asked her, "Do you think that your degree was important?" And she said, "Yes." She said she felt that it was very valuable. She didn't have any reasons why she spent money on it.
She better feel that
way,
right?
And that's really the thing.
It's like you and your chair that you sit in that you spend hundreds of dollars on, and nobody likes it except for you.
Yep. Yeah, I love this chair, right. And it's probably because I paid hundreds of dollars for the chair. Yeah. Perhaps it kind of looks unique too, and people always look at it. So I like things that look unique. But it's the same way. She's got this confirmation bias thing going on.
You're justifying your purchase. You're justifying your decisions. You want to be right.
Right. She'd have to have been a fool to pay tens of thousands. In her case, it's probably more than 100,000 on the school that she went to. And it's not
okay.
Really have been worth anything.
I've done some foolish things.
Not worth anything, but not worth enough to justify the cost.
Yeah. And that's just it. With default rates on student loans rising, colleges are under pressure to keep costs down, and policymakers are seeking changes they hope will present the best and brightest of a generation known as millennials or echo boomers from also being tagged debtors. For now, Hull and countless others are preparing for a payment deadline in November. She said, "I get more and more nervous the closer it gets." She's moved back home, by the way, to her dad's house.
That's probably a good idea.
"I was hoping I would have had a job by now." She's determined to find a way to start paying on her loans, even if she has to take a job in food service rather than in a research lab where she could put her college education to work.
Good girl. I'm proud of her for that.
For going ahead and just doing something.
Get the job.
She
but,
says,
you really have to ask yourself sometimes, if she's going to go into food service, say she gets the job at a fast food restaurant. I don't want to single out the same fast food restaurant all the time. But, 4 years... 6 years, I don't know how long this degree of hers she went for.
She's 23, probably four.
Four years she went for this degree. where would she have been at this restaurant if she would have started there at 18 rather than going to school at 18? I'm for following your dreams. However, you know, I think the best piece of advice on this is when Jason Osborne, the owner of Sickle CAI and the number one sponsor of this show, came on and said, college is a great idea as long as somebody else pays for it.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you get the scholarships, if you can go out and you get the kind of grades that you manage to get college for free, go to college.
You might as well.
But if you've got to pay for it, if your family has to pay for it, do you really want to put that kind of burden on your parents? $100,000? If you don't know what $100,000 is like, if you're, you know, 17 years old and you don't know what it's like, trust me, it's a lot of money.
Yeah.
It's more money than you're probably going to make by the time you're 30. I don't know. That's probably an exaggeration. But it's a lot of money.
She says, I'm going to have to get something really soon, even if it isn't my dream job. In the long run, college grads are not likely to regret getting an education. In a lifetime, a college graduate will earn $1 million more than a person with only a high school diploma, according to the U.S. Census Bureau.
But the problem with that is that they include the degrees that we're talking about. The people that make these statistics.
Okay.
If you were to, I would love to see, let's take lawyers, doctors, engineers, mm-hmm. Perhaps not even computer guys necessarily, because a lot of computer guys manage to self-educate and do a very fine job at it. You know, there's probably a few more that need to be included in this list that aren't
coming. Take them out of the average?
Yeah. Take them out of the average. I want to see how much more they make. And how do these people with these degrees in the French horn,
yeah.
in communications,
liberal arts,
in just these I'm sorry, throwaway degrees, sociology, psychology. If you're going to be a psychologist, you probably should have a psychology degree. However, how many people who get psychology degrees use it, from there? Just a bunch mm-hmm. of throwaway degrees. History, which is the one I like, economics. You know, what's that useful for somebody who doesn't go and get a PhD?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great point.
Take the people who got bachelor's degrees, who didn't get them in things. That's it. Just take the people who basically got bachelor's degrees and didn't go on to be a doctor, lawyer, engineer, or something like that. I want to talk about just them.
How much of the $1 million, I mean, they say, you know, the claim is, and this is used by college recruiters all over the place, that a college graduate will earn $1 million more than a person with only a high school diploma. But how much of that $1 million is being paid back in fees?
Yeah.
How much of the $1 million is actually not something they get to hold on to? Because earning $1 million is different than keeping $1 million, right? Earning $1 million and then having to pay, you know, $300,000 of it back in loan fees. I don't know what the average amount that college kids have to pay back for loans, but I know people that are in their 50s that are still paying off their college loans.
It's crazy.
That's
in their 50s today.
Yes.
Imagine what it's going to be like in 20 years.
All right, more on the way here. Your thoughts on this. It's Free Talk Live.
ECigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting ecigarettesnational.com. That's the letter E, cigarettesnational.com. ecigarettesnational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to 2/3 of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard to find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Julia is sitting in for the remainder of the show, and we'll take your calls about anything, as always. Talking right now about college, however, and the claims that they make about how great college is supposed to be for you. Is that really true, though? We'll dig in a little further here in moments.
Do you have someone in your life who's crazy about the Twilight series of books? Or a teenager who still laments that Harry Potter is over? Buy them a copy of The Demon Queen and the Locksmith. This is a new novel by Spencer Baum, and it has all the adventure and teen angst of the other books, and it's written from a libertarian perspective. Find out more and read the first six chapters for free at thedemonqueen.com. That's thedemonqueen.com.
All right, the toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. We're sharing a story from IndyStar.com that's talking about how 1.4 million people graduated from U.S. colleges this year. They're being dumped into a bad economy, loaded down with debt, a total obligation estimated at $32.5 billion. The young lady that they're following in the story, 23-year-old Alicia Hull, is $50,000+ in debt, and she has zero prospects for a job in her particular area. So she's looking at going into food service. And, of course, the college experts, the people that work for the colleges, are always going to say things like, well, taking a student loan is still one of the best investments you can make. In a lifetime, a college graduate will earn $1 million more than a person with only a high school diploma.
Right. I wish they'd get a used car salesman on there to talk about what a great idea it is to get a loan to get a used car.
So then I went looking because I remember we'd read something before on the air about that $1 million claim. Now, remember, that's data that's collected from the U.S. Census Bureau. So that alone should be enough to call it into question. It's a government number, basically, so who knows how they are calculating it. But according to insighthighered.com, I'm going to just skip into way down in this. It's a lengthy article about this particular claim. It says that the College Board's report itself doesn't embrace the $1 million college premium that had its genesis in the U.S. Census Bureau data. Education Pays references the figure only in a footnote, saying that college graduates who also earn higher degrees can earn such a hefty earnings boost. So college graduates who also earn higher degrees, does that mean graduate degrees?
I would say that means master's and graduate degrees.
Yeah, sure it does.
Or master's and doctorate degrees, absolutely.
So when they say college graduates, makes it sound like it's a bachelor's degree when in point of fact they're not even really talking about that.
This is something I really got to sit back and watch about my dad.
Yes, I referenced him without naming who he was.
Right. Well, my dad went to college, and my dad wanted more than anything to go back to college to be a history teacher. I guess it was like a dream that he had when he was young. And he went back and got his bachelor's degree. And my mother worked very hard to support him during all this. And then
your mom was working at a real job,
right,
to support your dad going to school.
Right. And I think that my dad kind of views himself as, like, better than other people who didn't go to college. Like, I just have heard him say nasty things about people who don't go to college sometimes. Mm-hmm. He's one of those college snobs. But after he got his bachelor's degree, he could not get a job really well. Not a good job. He did
in
all
teaching.
Kinds of... Yeah, he would be... Like, he would get us one class, but he was never a professor at a university. And then he decided to move our family back to Florida because he thought it would be easier for him to get a job teaching at a community college. And he was unsuccessful. He got a job working as, like, a media specialist, you know, in the computer lab at a community college. And he then finally got a job teaching high school history, which he hated.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't talk to my dad, and my mother and I don't talk about my dad, so I have no idea what he does now. But when I left, he was teaching high school history, or maybe at that point in time it had gone to like a community college history class or something like that, but at a college 3 hours away from my home. So even though he's married to my mother, he lives like he rents a crappy little apartment far away from his home and only goes home on the weekends.
For a job he doesn't really like.
Right. And what's funny about it, though, is he went back and got his master's degree. So he was convinced that he just needed the next level. And that still didn't land him the job he wanted. So he now, when I left, at least the last time I talked to him, he was talking about going back and getting his graduate degree, spending more money.
And he's a man in his 50s.
Right, and he has a lot of debt now, a lot of loans to pay off.
Not a position I would want to be
right,
in.
But he would look down on someone like me and what I do.
Because you work in a restaurant.
Right, I work in a restaurant and management, and I make decent money, and I don't have any debt, and I don't have any loans to pay.
Yeah, it seems like you're in a better position at age 24 than your dad is in his 50s,
right,
financially.
And it's a status thing, really.
And I'd also like to point out that you have a very unusual circumstance. You basically had the opportunity to get your degree, your bachelor's degree. It was all but in your hand, and you just decided to let it all go.
Oh, yeah. It actually wasn't a bachelor's. It was my associate's in arts degree or whatever is AA. And
memory plays tricks on you, you know?
I took every class but one class when I left my home where I lived with my parents and moved in with you, Ian. And so I had one class to take, and I took that one class, and I actually just didn't show up to the final exam. So there was logical reasoning behind that. The teacher wanted me to write like a 16-page paper in one night, which is just insane. So I really couldn't pass it. But I just said, you know what? Oh, well. And I tell, like, if on an application I would put that I got my associate's degree, I basically did, and who cares?
Yeah, who does care? So let me share a little bit more of this here from insidehighered.com. Miller's letter proceeds to point out all the ways in which the usual methods of assessing the value of a college degree are flawed. The calculations typically report the lifetime earnings in the present value of the dollar totals rather than adjusting for inflation over time. So that's a factor. Plus, they include those with advanced degrees rather than just those who only have a baccalaureate. I don't know.
Baccalaureate.
Baccalaureate. diploma and assume that students finish college in 4 years in calculating a student's costs of and benefits from going to college when relatively few students on average actually do finish in that four-year time. So they're averaging in the graduate people, they're averaging in the lawyers and the doctors and all that with everybody else. I think you're absolutely right, Mark. If you took a look at the people that have the liberal arts degrees and what they earn over time versus what Julia's going to earn or somebody else in you know, an upwardly mobile person, because obviously if you look at the people working minimum wage jobs who don't have the drive to move up, mm-hmm. if you were to actually compare upwardly mobile people with the motivation, the inspiration to succeed and to have a good life that did not get a college degree versus the people that do have a college degree, that would, I think, be an even more interesting comparison. And nobody's comparing those statistics.
Right. I think if you're looking at postgraduate numbers, you'll definitely find people make more money. Your father excluded, Julia. you know, somebody has to break the mold. And I think that you'll find that. But college is buying, you know, I'm sorry. College is almost as useless as a high school diploma. I'm not entirely, but gosh, I think it's just blown up too much. I just don't think that a baccalaureate is worth what they charge for it for the vast majority of people that get one.
In fact, substituting some of his own assumptions for those used by the College Board, including 6 years of tuition costs and hence two fewer years of work, private college tuition instead of in-state public tuition, etc., Miller calculates his own college premium. Property using the present value of the lifetime earnings adjusted for the cost of going to college and the difference in the number of working years and excluding those graduates with advanced degrees, calculated at 3% discount rate used in the report he wrote, produces a lifetime earnings differential of only $279,893 for a bachelor's degree versus a high school degree. Now,
and you also have to consider the type of people that go to college and get their bachelor's versus the type of people that just get their high school diploma.
Right.
And, you know, what you're getting there is you're just getting a higher caliber of person, so of course they're going to make more.
Exactly. 800-259-9231, which is why I say you need to compare the upwardly mobile people with the other upwardly mobile people, and I don't think that's ever been done. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Frontsight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Frontsight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar. And get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free handgun.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
This is an emergency alert. Do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, a Harvard-trained public health expert, urging you to go to FluScam.com and learn the secrets behind the current flu, who's behind it, the labs it came from, and the vaccine poisons. Learn why Barack Obama's science czar recommends vaccinations to sterilize people to reduce populations, and why OxySilver is making vaccinations and toxic antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well saving lives and money, protecting you and your family, it has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel. Learn more about amazing OxySilver and order it online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever you want. That's the point of the program. And we want to tell you about Audible.com, the Internet's leading provider of spoken audio entertainment. You can listen whenever and wherever you want, just like a podcast. Head on over to audiblepodcast.com/FTL and get yourself a free audiobook download. They have over 60,000 titles from which to choose, and in every genre, Audible has it covered. Get your free audiobook download right now at audiblepodcast.com/FTL. We're talking about college. It's a topic that I like to bring up from time to time because there are a lot of young people that listen to this show, and college may not be right for you. Maybe it is right for you. Maybe you want to be an engineer or a lawyer or a doctor or something like that. Well, there's no way you're going to be able to get into certain professions without having a college degree. But for a lot of people, the college process is really a lot of time wasted and a lot of wasted money.
I don't know if I'm going to go for the time wasted part. I think that most people get something of value out of their college years. Consider who you're sending to college by and large. By and large, you're sending, 18-year-olds that have little direction, that really don't know where they're going in life or what they want to do. Most of them are shuttled off there by their parents, mm-hmm. who are going to feel better with them taking the safe road of college because, well, it's the safe road, right? I mean, all things considered, college is probably a safer bet than just having a high school diploma. However, here's the problem. The problem comes in with paying for it. And as I said before, if somebody's offering you a full board scholarship, take it. Go to college. It sounds like it's good for you. And get a degree in something that actually makes money, please. But if you're going to be paying for it yourself,
mm-hmm.
I worked my way through college. Don't do that. That's what I'm basically saying. Unless you're going to work your way through a doctor in school or engineer in school.
I worked my way through community college, and for me, I mean, it was cheap. Like, yep. I spent $4,000 on the whole affair, and I, was able to pay for classes by working a job every semester. Yep. And that was good for me because it just made me realize that I didn't want to continue.
Well, you walked away from it with no debt. Is that correct?
Right.
I mean, like, walked away from it. It's not that you've paid off the debt since left.
No, I never had college debt.
You wrote them a check.
Yeah.
You wrote a check out for
so
what?
So I would say that if you're paying for college yourself, please go to a cheap community college first. You can get all the basic classes out of the way.
And
you can make the decision for yourself whether or not you want to continue.
Absolutely.
We're talking about the numbers and the claims that the college boards and the college promoters will make, because remember, this is their business. Their business is to run you through their system,
yes.
sell you loans, put you through their classes, and then collect money from you for the next 20, 30, however many damn years.
It's a huge business, too.
It's big money.
The way it's done. If you love a particular college, and I certainly did when I was at that age, you know, go out and buy yourself a Buckeyes sweatshirt. They got them. They're nice.
20 bucks. So we were talking about the claims that they make about people making more money, and we broke that down. We found out that they're very dishonest, that they're based on government numbers, and they're based on they're averaging together all kinds of different college grads, including graduate students and master's degrees and things like that. They're not very honest with those numbers, first and foremost. Plus, they're comparing them against everybody who is out in the workforce. I think it'd be a lot more fair to compare upwardly mobile people, people that actually want to move up in the companies they're working for, people that want to have a better standard of living and are willing to work towards it, rather than just, you know, the more shiftless folks that are just going along to get along and just kind of living paycheck to paycheck. There's a difference in worker types out there, and I think it'd be more interesting to compare those different groups. Seeing as how that's not being done, we can just look at our individual friends and their stories, and Julia's story is of course a great example, her comparison to her father and how much more financially successful she is. And I think that's the other factor that they're not taking into effect here. When they look at the numbers between a college graduate, and after they whittled it down, they said, well, if you only look at bachelor degrees on average, they only make $270,000 more than a high school diploma. But you're still talking about the average high school diploma person, not the people that are looking to move up in life, not the people that are looking to earn more. And what about people with financial intelligence? Most people that graduate college and high school don't have financial intelligence. They don't teach
as
this.
As evidenced by the loans that they're getting.
Exactly. They don't teach that in college. And so what about somebody like a Julia who's going through, who didn't go to any, you know, bachelor's degree or anything like that, who knows how to save money, who has a few investments here and there, and who doesn't have the debt? I think you're going to be doing a lot better later on in life, Julia, than the average college graduate, because the average college graduate has no idea how to take care of themselves financially. They just think they can get a good job and then they'll be okay.
Yeah. It's kind of this fantasy, too, because a lot of them, like that I know, I work with so many college kids, and they kind of think about it like, well, it doesn't matter. I don't really have to think about that kind of stuff while I'm in college. And they just say, like, I'll worry about it later. It doesn't matter.
This is how, for one thing, that public school and sort of being a child works against people that are going to school and getting, having to pay for it themselves. Because all they do is basically go into the bank, and this government-backed loan is given, you know, is issued by the bank. And I believe that I believe even bankruptcy can't get rid of student loans. If I'm correct on this, if I'm incorrect, please, you know, call in or send me an email and let me know. But I'm pretty sure that even bankruptcy doesn't get rid of college loans. So what you have is a person coming from a free education, signing a piece of paper, and then continuing on with education that they don't have to pay for. So it shows up in their life as, well, this is free.
Mm-hmm.
And until the rubber hits the road, they're told, don't worry about the loan. You'll make plenty of money, and
right. We'll
just put it off until you start getting a good. As a matter of fact, it doesn't even start coming due until 3 months, 6 months after you graduate. You'll be fine by then. You'll have the BMW already.
Yeah, right. What a bunch of nonsense. You know, Julia, you were telling me something recently about one of your coworkers that was going to college who got cut a check from the loan department or whoever it was that cuts you the check.
Oh, yes.
Can you relate that briefly?
Sure.
This is an example of financial intelligence.
This was a girl I work with, and she got like a loan check, and there's extra money on it sometimes, because what they do is they send you more for like books and stuff like that. And she was telling me how excited she was that she got the loan check, and they basically just spend it on other crap, like they go out and buy like a big TV or a new computer or something. I hear about this all the time at work, which if I got extra money, the only place that would go would be back towards the loan if I took out that kind of a loan in the first place, and I wouldn't. So
right, we're talking about giving loans to children. That's what we're talking about here. No, I'm serious, because that's how these people are treated. They're treated like they're children, except now they're in the adult world, and they are able to take out a loan. So you have a child who has no idea about what finances are or how to handle their bank accounts and how to do anything but beyond swipe a credit card, and you're giving them a loan. And this is how they respond. All right, I got my check this month. Let's go shopping.
and it depends on the loan, because I have seen people with student loans ranging from 7.5% on down to, I believe, not wanting to reveal too much here, but I have a good friend who has one that's, about 2.2%. Now, a loan for 2.2% is basically below inflation, so the longer it takes you to pay it off, the better off you are. But, one still has to figure in sort of the loss of revenue that you could have made while you were working instead of getting this degree and all that other stuff. But, at this 7% loan, really? You want to buy a TV at 7% and you don't even start paying for it for another 2.5 years from now? Good Lord.
Let's go to Corby.
What a bad idea.
He's in Florida on the Amp line. Corby, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I just wanted to say that, I went to community college, and a lot of people knock it, but the computers at the Houston Community College, which my classes cost on average about $150, which that's 15 years ago.
That's what mine were.
It might be $250 or $300 now, I don't know, in the book. But my teachers were actually professionals. Most of them taught during the day. So actually, I was talking to not a professional teacher. I'm a computer programmer, so my classes were specific to programming. So, and my teachers, it was kind of nice to have them. They would give me work advice and, real-world situations instead of just book academia, because I've met some people with just college degrees, either programming or that type of thing, and yes, they have degrees, but ask them to sit down and write a program, and they're just lost. They have to, they have, academia and ways of writing reports, and, they can write great theses on it and stuff, but it takes them 3 years to write the actual, program. Instead of companies want, now I have 10 years experience, so I get hired. I was laid off for 4 days in Florida, which has 10% unemployment, and, I get hired almost immediately just because of companies want experience, not look smart.
Now, Corby, we've had people call this show who have been in computers and basically said that a computer degree was just darn close to worthless. What is your experience? Would you have been better off just trying to get the experience or going through the 2 years or whatever?
If I was a corporate type, which means I kissed a lot of butt, and I wanted to move up with a very corporate type company, one of the bigger Fortune 500s, perhaps you go into management, it might make a difference, but as far as I kind of like to work in where I work alone and,
We'll come back with more. If you've got more to share, hang on, Corby. I'm going to bring you back here in Hour 3. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by NestleFamily.com, where nourishing, healthy, happy families is filled with fun. Kid favorites like chicken fingers and meatballs can be loaded with fat and calories, but with a few tweaks, you can have a healthy alternative. Instead of frying chicken fingers, bake them. Use ground turkey in place of beef, and substitute frozen yogurt for ice cream. Your kids won't miss a thing. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.